A woman named Alina comes to a church leader after months of anxiety. She says, "I wake up with dread. I cannot focus. I keep thinking something terrible will happen." The leader means well and says, "You just need to trust God more." That answer may contain truth. Trusting God matters. But just trust God more may also become a one-cause answer. It may ignore sleep, grief, trauma, health, family pressure, spiritual fear, work stress, isolation, or need for counseling or medical support. One-cause answers often sound simple, but they can wound people. Reductionism does not always come from secular philosophy. Sometimes it comes from Christian leaders who rush to spiritual language without listening. Proverbs 18:13 says, "He who answers before he hears, that is folly and shame to him." That verse is a warning for ministry. Phil Ministry Skills teaches leaders to slow down. The goal is not to avoid biblical truth. The goal is to apply biblical truth wisely. A leader should not say, "This is only anxiety." A leader should not say, "This is only sin." A leader should not say, "This is only your body." A leader should not say, "This is only your thinking." A leader should not say, "This is only your family system." Instead, the leader can say, "Alina, I am glad you told me. Anxiety can have more than one layer. Would it be okay if we thought about this carefully together?" That sentence brings dignity. Then the leader may ask gentle questions. "How long has this been happening? How is your sleep? What has changed in your life? What fear keeps returning? Are you safe? Have you talked with a counselor or doctor? What scripture promise has been hard to believe lately? Who is walking with you?" Notice the difference. The leader is still Christian. The leader is still prayerful. The leader still believes God speaks. But the leader is not flattening Alina into one explanation. Ministry Sciences echoes this wisdom. Wise care usually considers the whole person: body, story, relationships, habits, meaning, safety, and hope. The gospel gives what anxiety management alone cannot give. In Christ, Alina is not abandoned. She is seen, loved, held, and invited into trust, wisdom, support, and peace that grows over time. What helps is humble listening before counsel. What harms is using one spiritual phrase to cover a complex life. The takeaway is simple. Do not explain too quickly. Listen first. Discern wisely. Speak truth with care.